Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, my special annual, of course, the NBA All-Star Starters. They've been named, so we'll talk about that. And then, of course, you know, I have to give my predictions as far as the reserves in the East and in the West. So we'll cover it all. We'll give you all the candidates as far as the reserves. So go. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, you know it's that time of year. The All-Star starters have been named. So we'll go through that. We'll go through the whole new format. I will do that first. We'll talk about the format, and then we'll talk about the starters, then the reserves. So without any further delay, let's get right into it. As you know, guys, the NBA has changed its format as far as the All-Star game goes. It's, of course, the 2025 All-Star game being held in San Francisco, right there in the Bay Area. So you'll start on that Friday, actually Valentine's Day, February 14th, and it will run through the 16th of February, of course, culminating with the big game, of course. And with that said, they're going to change the format. So I want to read for you guys what the format is. So this is coming officially from the NBA.com website. So this is the new format. Here's what it reads. For the first time, the NBA All-Star Game will feature a mini tournament with four teams and three games. Two teams will be in one semifinals, which will be game one, and the remaining two teams will meet in the other semifinals, which will be game two. The winning teams from game one and game two will advance to face each other in the championship, which will be considered game three. For each game, the winners will be the first team to reach or surpass 40 points. Each team will have eight players and be named for a TNT NBA analyst. 24 NBA All-Star selections will be divided evenly into three teams, thus an eight-man roster. With the rosters drafted by TNT's Inside the NBA commentators and honorary team general managers, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenny Smith. The three analysts will make their respective picks for Team Chuck, Team Shaq, and Team Kenny live on TNT in the NBA All-Star Draft, which will be conducted on Thursday, February 6th, just before the network's doubleheader that night. The fourth team will be the winning team for the championship game of the Castro Rising Stars, the annual showcase of the top first and second year players in the NBA. And then you have a team of the G League All-Stars, if you will, which will be played on February 14th during the All-Star weekend. TNT analyst and WNBA legend Candace Parker will serve as honorary GM of the Rising Stars champion, known as Team Candace. So that's how it'll shake out. It'll be Team Chuck, Team Shaq, Team Kenny, and Team Candace. The five players honored as starters in each conference will be selected by fan votes, which is 50%, current players' votes, which is 25%, and then a media panel, which is 25%. And then the seven players honored as reserves in each conference will be selected by NBA head coaches. So there's that. Now the prize pool. Four teams participating in the NBA All-Star Game will compete for a prize pool of $1.8 million. Each player on the championship-winning team will receive $125,000. Each player on the second-place team will receive $50,000. And each player on the third and fourth-place team will receive $25,000. So there's a money incentive there. So there's that. So guys, that it will be the format for the All-Star Game. Now your starters. For the West, the top vote getter in the front court for the West, Nikola Jokic, the Joker. And this will be his seventh All-Star Game, guys. Coming in second, LeBron James. You knew they would end up stuffing the box for him, and he's now a starter. His 21st All-Star Game, guys, of course, setting a record, of course, as LeBron's been prone to do these days. Seems like every way you turn, he's breaking some record. So his 21st All-Star Game. And then rounding out that front court, Kevin Durant. And he will be appearing in his 15th All-Star Game, guys. Now to the backcourt. The leading vote getter for the guards in the West, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, of course. And he is making his third All-Star appearance. And in the other guard position, rightfully so, Steph Curry, appearing in his 11th All-Star Game. And, of course, his team will be the host for that weekend. So it's only fitting to have Steph Curry be in there as a starter. So that's your West starting five. Then now we go to the East. Your leading vote getter amongst all players, Giannis Antetokounmpo. So he's appearing in his 9th All-Star Game, guys, for the Milwaukee Bucks. And second, Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, appearing in his 6th All-Star Game, guys. And then rounding out that front court, Karl-Anthony Towns of my Knicks. And he will be appearing in his 5th All-Star Game, guys. Now to your backcourt. Now, this is where I mentioned, guys, there will be volatility there. And it sure was when all is said and done. Your one starter, Donovan Mitchell of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the league-leading Cleveland Cavaliers. So rightfully so, Donovan Mitchell gets the start. And then in the other guard position, yes, I'm wearing his shirt today in his honor, Jalen Brunson, guys, of the New York Knicks. He gets the other spot. And, guys, I got to give a hand clap to the Knicks fans. I've been politicking for a few episodes, guys, telling the Knicks fan to start stuffing the box for Jalen Brunson and get him in that starting position. I want to hear the crying, the whining, but y'all did good. Y'all did good, guys. He made it up to third, but he scored high with the current players' vote and with the media vote, so therefore he ends up getting the last starting spot for the East. So that's your starters, guys. Guys, I usually have issue. I have zero issue with any of the starters. No issue. I think it was done wisely. I think when all is said and done, I think you got the right choices here. You might have some people who quibble, oh, Wimby should have been one of the starters amongst the West front court. Here's my question to that person. Who do you take out? You're not taking out Jokic. You're not doing that. LeBron James in his 21st year, you're going to take him out and put him on the bench? You're not doing that. And Kevin Durant, who's balling. So who are you taking out to put Wimby in? So you know, that Wimby will get his chance. LeBron's not playing forever, so he'll get his chance to appear in an all-star game. So he'll be fine. He'll be okay. He'll get his time to be a starter one of these days. So with that said, guys, let us talk reserves. So I will go through the East and through the West, and then, of course, at the end of each, I will give you my prediction. So let's start in the East. And here's how I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to do it team-wise, alphabetical, and then we'll take it from there. Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks. His team, ninth right now, so they're right in that play-in spot. So there's that. Trae Young appearing in 42 games, scoring close to 23 points per game. 11 and a half assists, guys. He's leading the league in assists. So you have that. Nearly 3.5 rebounds and over a steal per game. Trae Young, playing well, guys. He's playing well. I mean, his scoring is down, but his assist is up. He's getting guys involved, so you like that. So Trae Young, a name to consider. Jaylen Brown, see, like every year, I talk about him as a reserve. For the Boston Celtics, 39 games he played in, averaging 23 points, 6 rebounds, and nearly 5 assists. And over a steal per game for him. So Jaylen Brown, another guy who always seemed like he's in the running for all-star appearance. And he'll be doing that yet again for the Boston Celtics. LaMelo Ball, guys. LaMelo Ball, whose team right now is second to last. He did get the most fan votes as far as the East guards go, but he scored poorly amongst the media panel and then amongst the players, which hurt him in the end. So, but take a listen to these numbers. He's appeared in 30 games, so he missed about 12 of those games, averaging nearly 29 points per game, along with 7.5 assists, and nearly a steal and a half for him. So, I mean, he's putting up gaudy numbers, guys. So, LaMelo Ball, a name to consider for the Charlotte Hornets. Chicago has two interesting prospects here. Zach LaVine, and when I saw these numbers, I was like, whoa. This team right now is 10th, so they're in the play-in spot at 19-27. Appeared in 41 games, so he's been very healthy. He's just been the healthiest he's been in a few seasons now. 24 points he's averaging, nearly five rebounds, and 4.5 assists for him. And his shooting, I mean, wow. I saw this. I couldn't believe it. Over 51% from the field. And over 44%, nearly 44.5% from three. Wow. So Zach LaVine quietly having a very good year. And then the second person, Nikola Vucevic. He's having a solid year. He's appeared in 45 games, guys. He only missed a couple. Actually won, averaging over 20 points per game, averaging over 10 rebounds per game. So he's actually averaging a 20 point and 10 rebound season for him. and nearly 3.5 assists. You know he's solid from the field, 55.5%. He's shooting threes now, guys, over 40% with that. So Vucevic having another guy, a quiet but very good year for the Chicago Bulls. Then we look at the first place team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Darius Garland playing very well this year. He's been healthy, guys. He's been healthy. He's only missed the one game, averaging nearly 22 points per game, almost 7 assists, 2.5 rebounds, a little over a steal per game for Darius Garland, the quarterback of those Cleveland Cavaliers. And then Evan Mobley. Not a lot of people may talk about him as an all-star prospect, guys. Played in 39 games, averaging over 18 points per game, nearly 9 rebounds, nearly 3 assists, and almost a block and a half per game. And he's been doing it on both ends, guys, offense and defense. So that's been putting him in the running, that's for sure. Magnificent from the field, 57%. He shoots threes as well, over 41%. So Evan Mobley, a strong candidate for a reserve spot for the East. Detroit, one of the surprise teams in the league, guys. Right now, as it stands, they're in the sixth spot. So if the season were to end today, they would avoid that play-in. That's how good they've been playing, guys. And the main reason, Cade Cunningham. He's been healthy, guys. This is the first season he's made it, at least to the All-Star break, relatively healthy. 41 games he's played in, averaging nearly 25 points per game, almost 9.5 assists, and 6.5 rebounds. The kid's been playing well. I can't deny it. So Cade Cunningham could be knocking on the door to his first All-Star appearance. Indiana has two prospects. Tyrese Haliburton, although his numbers are down, guys, he's played in 44 games, 18 points a game he averaged, nearly 9 assists per game, over 3.5 rebounds, and over a steal per game for Haliburton. And then Pascal Siakam played in every game, guys, averaging over 20 points per game, nearly 7.5 rebounds, nearly 3.5 assists for Pascal Siakam. Solid numbers across the board as far as from the field, from three, and from the free throw line. So you have two prospects for the Indiana Pacers. Damian Lillard for the Milwaukee Bucks, fourth place team right now, played in 36 games, over 25 points per game for him, well over 7 assists, nearly 5 rebounds, and well over a steal per game for Damian Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks. Someone else to consider. Tyler Hero, guys. And I was actually talking about this with friend of the show, D. He's had a solid year, guys. His team right there amongst the play-in teams at the eighth spot. He's appeared in 43 games, guys. Now, he's been healthy. He's another guy who's been healthy. He's only missed one game, guys. Averaging 24 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, and over 5 assists for Tyler Hero. Shooting well, pretty good from the field. From three, you know he's good to go. And from the free throw line, guys. So, Tyler Hero, another guard to add amongst the many who's playing well. Tyrese Maxey played in 37 games, averaging well over 26.5 points per game, 6 assists, 3.5 rebounds, and nearly 2 steals per game for Tyrese Maxey. And then consider this guy, he's been having to carry the load. No Embiid, he's had the bulky knee. Paul George in and out of the lineup, so he's really had to carry a lot of the load for them. So he's doing well, all things considered, basically. Two guys for Toronto to consider. Scotty Barnes, who's played in 32 games, averaging over 20 points, over 8 rebounds, and 6.5 assists, and a steal and a half per game for Scotty Barnes of the Raptors. And R.J. Barrett, you might laugh, but R.J. Barrett has solid numbers. He missed those first couple of weeks of the season. But, guys, he's been balling. 37 games he's played in, over 22 points per game, nearly 7 rebounds, and nearly 6 assists. Wow. R.J. Barrett playing well, playing very well for the Toronto Raptors. And then Jordan Poole of the Washington Wizards, the last place team in the East, appeared in 37 games, averaging over 21 points per game, nearly 5 assists, 3 rebounds, and over a steal and a half, guys. And then one I'll just throw in for kind of laughs here, but if you look at these numbers, you may not laugh too hard. Josh Hart, I heard somebody say, oh, Josh Hart is playing all-star basketball. Then I looked at the numbers. Appeared in 45 games, guys. Over 14 points per game. That's pedestrian, you know, as far as it's solid for a starter, you know. But averaging almost 10 rebounds from his position of the shooting guard, by the way, and nearly 6 assists per game. Hitting those triple doubles, he's had a few in the past few weeks, and over a steal and a half per game for Hart. Now, if he was averaging possibly 18 points per game, he'd have a much more solid leg to stand on, but Josh Hart playing well for the New York Knicks. So with that said, my predictions as far as reserves go, in the front court, now you know the way it works. You have the option of 3 front court players, 2 back court players, and then you got 2 wild card picks that you can use either front or back court. So here's how I'm going with it, guys. The front court, I see Jaylen Brown. I see him making it yet again for the Boston Celtics. I see Evan Mobley. I see him getting in, guys. There's been a groundswell for him to make it. I think he makes it in. And then that third spot, I was going back and forth between Pascal Siakam and Nikola Vucevic. And I think Siakam makes it. I think Siakam makes it. And basically the reason behind that for me is that he has those, well, his team has the better record. So that, let me just say that. So otherwise it would probably be Vucevic, but I think it's Pascal Siakam. And then in the backcourt, I think Trae Young makes it. He's been snubbed a few times, but I think he makes it in this time. Cade Cunningham, I think he's a shoo-in to make his first All-Star appearance. So this leaves me with 2 wild cards. I think one goes to Darius Garland. I think he gets in. So you have 3 Cleveland Cavaliers in the All-Star game. And I think that last wild card goes to Damian Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks, which means a guy like LaMelo Ball, number 1 in the fan voting, but not an All-Star. So I'm sure people will call that a snub. Tyrese Haliburton not making it a snub. They would say Maxey, who made it last year, and but probably won't this year. A Tyler Hero, a coming of age year, but not making it. The two Toronto kids. Yeah, so that's the way I'm calling it, guys, as far as the East. Now to the West. Let's run through those right quick if we could. Now, I'm looking at Dallas first. I like Luka Doncic. That could be a tricky, sticky situation there. He's only played in 22 games, guys. He's currently out, so bear that in mind. Averaging over 28 points per game, over 8 rebounds, nearly 8 assists, and 2 steals per game as well. So I think it could be I'll explain it later, but Luka Doncic not playing all that many games, guys, with 22 games under his belt, but more consideration. And then Kyrie Irving, his backcourt mate, 36 games he's played in, averaging over nearly 24.5 points per game, nearly 5 assists, 4.5 rebounds, over a steal per game for Kyrie. So that's your consideration as far as the Mavericks go. Then for Nuggets, you can always make a case for Jamal Murray, appearing in 39 games, thus missing only 7 of those games, averaging almost 20 per game, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, a steal and a half for Jamal Murray, who always seems like he's on the precipice of making it, but the numbers game just kind of knocks them out the box. Houston Rockets. I think they got 2 worthy candidates here. And Jalen Green, he's appeared in every game, 44 games, averaging over 21 points per game, over 4 rebounds, nearly 3 assists for Jalen Green. And then Alperen Sengun, their center, also appearing in all games, averaging over 19 points per game, along with 10 rebounds, well over that, and 5 assists as well, and over a steal per game. So 2 very worthy candidates for the second place Houston Rockets in the West. Wow. Then we look at the Clippers. I think they got 2 candidates there. James Harden, you can always make a case for James Harden. Although, you know, from the field, you know how he is. Not all that efficient. Appearing in 42 games, averaging nearly 22 points per game, along with over 8 assists, nearly 6 rebounds, and nearly a steal and a half for Harden. And then Norman Powell, a guy who I think, when all is said and done, will be in the running for most improved player. That's how well he's playing. Appearing in 37 games, nearly 24 points per game for him, 3.5 rebounds, over 2 assists, and well over a steal per game for Norman Powell. So Norman Powell, name to consider for a reserve spot. Lakers, of course, you always start with Anthony Davis. Appeared in 40 games, guys, so he's only missed 3 games thus far, averaging nearly 26 points per game, nearly 12 rebounds, 3.5 assists, over 2 blocks per game, and well over a steal per game for Anthony Davis. And then I just added this one just because Austin Reeves, appearing in 38 games, nearly 18.5 points per game, over 6 assists, over 4 rebounds, and a steal for him. So will he make it? Doubt it. but I just put it out there. So anyway, the Memphis Grizzlies, of course, they got two candidates there. Jaren Jackson Jr., who's having a phenomenal year, appearing in 44 of the games, so he's missed a couple of games. Nearly 23 points per game he's averaging, over 6 rebounds, over a block and a half per game, and nearly a steal and a half per game for him. So Jaren Jackson Jr. doing it on both ends, but balling on the offensive end, guys. And then Ja Morant. Only thing, the amount of games. He's appeared in 27 games, guys. So a little bit more than Luka, averaging almost 21 points per game, nearly 8 assists, over 4 rebounds, and well over a steal per game for Ja Morant. It'll be interesting to see, but I think the amount of games missed could hinder his chances. Minnesota Timberwolves, of course, you got to talk about Anthony Edwards and what he's doing. 45 games he's played in, so he's appeared in every game. Over 26 points per game, nearly 6 assists, almost 6 rebounds, and nearly 4.5 assists for him, and well over a steal per game. And then you have a Julius Randle. His numbers are down from his New York numbers, appeared in every game. Nearly 19 points per game. Rebounds are down at over 7 per game, and then over 4.5 assists for him. So I think it'd be tougher sledding for him, and especially with the front courts out there in the West. CJ McCollum for the New Orleans Pelicans, one of the few bright spots over there, appeared in 33 games, averaging 22 points per game, nearly 4 assists, well over 3.5 rebounds for CJ McCollum. And that team is second from last in the West. Devin Booker, you can make a case for him every year for the Phoenix Suns. Appeared in 39 games, averaging 25.5 points, well over 6.5 assists, nearly 4 rebounds, and over a steal for Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns. Sacramento has 3 candidates you can talk about. De'Aaron Fox, appearing in 42 games, over 25 points per game, over 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and over a steal and a half per game for De'Aaron Fox. Always a worthy candidate. And his teammate, DeMontis Sabonis, listen to these numbers. Appearing in 42 games as well. 21 points a game he's averaging. Almost 14.5 rebounds per game. Thus leading the league, guys. And then nearly 6.5 assists. And just magnificent from the field. Well over 60.5%. And a very judicious three-point shooter. He's not going to shoot high-volume three-pointers, but he shoots them timely, and he's accurate. He's nearly 48% from three. That's how well he's shooting it. So definitely one to consider as well. And then DeMar DeRozan, appearing in 40 games, averaging nearly 22 points per game for him. Just a shade under 4 rebounds and a little under 4 assists for him. Well over a steal. So DeMar DeRozan, yeah, there's possibility there for sure. Victor Wembanyama, who has the gaudiest of numbers, guys. His team, though, in 12th spot in the West, but he's been sensational. Appeared in 38 games, so he's just missed the 5 games. 24.5 points per game he averaged. Almost 11 rebounds. almost four blocks per game, guys. Wow. And then nearly four assists, well over a steal per game. Shooting it fine for a big guy from the field, 47.6%. You like to see that better. He's over 35% from three, guys. Now, I was looking at this, guys. You know he's attempted 346 three-point shots. He's attempted. To put that in perspective, that's well over the likes of Jalen Brunson, over a Dame Lillard, over a Kyrie Irving, over even a sharpshooter like Klay Thompson. In fact, he has the same number of attempts as James Harden. Let that sink in, guys. Let that sink in. In fact, there's only three players with more attempts than him. Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, who's shooting an insane amount, and then Tyler Hero. Those are your three guys ahead of Victor Wembanyama. But I guess it's a different league now, so they do things different where you go to. Anyhow, and then Lauri Markkanen, whose numbers are down. He's missed 10 games, nearly 20 points per game, over six rebounds. So, and his team, oh, by the way, is last in the West. So there's that. So, guys, with that said, my predictions. I think, of course, it's the same kind of deal. Three front court players, two guards, two wild cards. So I think your front court, I think Anthony Davis, I think it goes without saying he gets in. Domantas Sabonis, who got robbed actually last year, I think he gets in. And then Victor Wembanyama, who everybody was clamoring for to be a starter, I think he gets in as a reserve for sure. Amongst your guards, here's where it gets interesting. Anthony Edwards, that's a fait accompli. So I think he's in. And I think it'll be a toss-up, guys, between Luka and Kyrie. If they somehow name Luka, which I'm not sure if they do, he's only played 22 games, and then you replace him with a Kyrie. You could do it that way, or you could just straight up select Kyrie and not even have Luka in the process. So there's that. Your wild cards, I think Jaren Jackson Jr. gets one of those wild card spots. I definitely think that. And then Devin Booker, I think, gets in as well, which means your second place team in the West will have no representation at the All-Star game. I think that's how it shakes out, guys. And you know, the guys at inside the NBA, their heads will explode if that happens. So we'll see how that goes. All right, guys. So that is it for this broadcast. I thank you for listening as always. I forgot to put my scrolls down there, but it's all good. I can just tell it to you. All Things Basketball with GD.com is my website. There you have my episodes. You have the short videos there as well. My support buttons, guys. I guess I got to tell you tonight because I don't have the scroll. My email, that's sportsdudegd@gmail.com. Again, that's sportsdudegd, all together, @gmail.com is how you email me. My pay buttons on the website there. I have Buy Me a Coffee there. You can use that. I also have a PayPal button there. You can utilize that as well. And Spotify donate button I have. And it's all on the support page. And then my Cash App, guys, $GD, that's sports dude. Again, that's $GD, that's sports dude. That's my Cash App. Guys, I am on all the podcast platforms. Apple, you know, you can leave a review. Five stars, guys. Please, five stars. YouTube, I'm there as well. Like the videos wherever you see them, like them. And so as far as socials, it's turbulent times on socials. TikTok is still alive and breathing, so I'm still using that for my shorts. Instagram, I'm keeping a hawk eye out on there, being ready for the foolishness that's going on Facebook, which I really don't utilize. I utilize it for personal stuff, but as far as the podcast itself, the page is there. You know, the episodes are there. I don't engage like that. And then you already know X Twitter, I don't get down with that. Blue Sky, I'm using. Fan Base, I uploaded a lot of my shorts there. I posted one, didn't really get the traction, so I'm still in a waiting pattern with Fan Base. I'm there, but, you know, not the presence like in other spaces. So there's that. So with that said, thank you for listening once again. Your listenership is important to the show. Much appreciated. And coming up, I still have a week 14 recap. I'll be doing that. Also, Knicks midseason grades. I'm going to do a whole episode about that as well. Grades for all the guys, including Tom Thibodeau, including Leon Rose. So stay tuned for that as well. I thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.